Hello, Main Menu listeners. This is Daryl Shandro, and I'm here to present to all of you the first part in a series on the IDMate Omni Accessible Barcode Scanner by Envision America. The IDMate is a device that works with barcodes. Barcodes are used on many grocery products, CDs, and other items that are sold in stores. And they are used for indicating pricing information, labeling the product's contents, for inventory control, and perhaps many other uses. Why would we care about barcodes as a blind person? Barcodes contain information on the contents of the product. That could include the name of the product, size of the product, for instance, 20 pills or 32 ounces in a can, and they may even contain instructions as well as nutritional information. Barcodes can contain that information and much more. The IDMate is supplied with a commercially available barcode database, meaning that when you scan a barcode, it knows about approximately 1.6 million barcodes. It has, at a minimum, product names for each of those barcodes, as well as descriptions, instructions, and nutritional information, as well as size for many others. So it's a very comprehensive database. When the IDMate is unable to identify a particular item, it tells you the item is not found and invites you to record a message containing information about the product. The next time that you scan that product, you will hear the pre-recorded message describing it to you. Very, very useful device. When you unpack the box, you get not only the IDMate barcode scanner, but you get a battery charger, a neck strap, a carrying case with an additional strap, a CD-ROM containing certainly the product user's guide, as well as additional details on its use. And you receive three types of self-label barcodes. The first type is an adhesive, so you could stick a barcode onto a file folder or a CD or a similar item, and you could record your own message describing the contents of that item. The second type of barcode is attached via a rubber band. So you may attach this to a can or other item where you would like to have the item temporarily labeled. And then again, you can record a message describing the item. And finally, there is the iron-on type, which I haven't done anything with myself, but essentially you iron this barcode onto the inside of your clothing next to the manufacturer's tag, and then you can record a message describing the color of the garment, maybe which other garments this should or should not be worn in conjunction with, size information, and anything you may need to know about how to wash or otherwise maintain the garment in question for future reference. So I'm going to do a quick demonstration of the IDMate and to describe how the product is oriented. The IDMate is essentially a rectangular, it's for the most part a rectangular box. It is encased in rubber, a very durable rubber encasing. And the bottom of the rectangle will be very identifiable because it is it is hollow. It is a hollow, there's a hollow square opening at the bottom. And in that opening is the scanner, so be careful. I don't want to probably touch the scanner too much. I think some is probably inevitable, but you want to be careful with the scanner. But you can place the ID mate on the table. Stand the ID mate on the open square with its keypad facing you. When you do so, then it'll be easy to describe the different parts of the ID mate. The keypad is on the front. There are a total of 5 keys. The leftmost key is a vertical rectangular key that allows you to switch the mode. ID mate has a number of modes. ID mode will be the most used option, and that is used for actually scanning and reading barcodes. Then there are 2 memo modes for dealing with other pre-recorded voice messages that you may wish to make on the unit. And then there's a memory mode, which essentially tells you how much available, how much used and available memory is on the memory card. And finally, there's a help mode. To the right of that are very tactily differentiated up and down arrow keys. Those are used for navigating within the information provided on a barcode scan, and for potentially a couple of other uses on the device as well. Finally, to the right of that, you have 2 more keys. The top key is a round key, which is pressed to record voice messages onto the unit, and the key below that is the erase key. Below the keypad is a small speaker grill. Oh, and I should say above the keys, above the mode key, the rectangular key, is a small microphone grill. You can feel the little holes in the face of the unit. And the speaker grill is below the keys. On the left-hand side of the unit, most of the way up the case is a connector for the battery charger. And then on the left-hand side, at the very top of the case, is a connector for a headset and or a microphone. And to the right of that is a good old-fashioned on-off volume knob. So you can turn the unit on, it clicks, and then you can adjust its volume. The final element is a very tiny handle that accommodates a neck strap. Keeps it very firmly in place on the unit. The back of the unit is... There's no functional purpose to that. You can just feel the back of the the actual processing unit. So that'll be a plastic feel back there. And finally, on the right hand side of the unit is the slot for the compact flash card. This unit will work with compact flash card sizes from 256 megabytes to 1 gigabyte. And keep in mind that the compact flash card includes the commercial database shipped with the unit, as well as any barcodes that you may self-label or any additional memos you may record onto the unit. My recommendation would be to go for the additional memory and get the unit with the 1 gigabyte compact flash card. That is the description of the ID Mate. Finally, in this presentation, I'm going to demonstrate the use of the ID Mate. First, I have on the table with me, I have a couple of light bulbs, and they're still in their casing. And of course, you know, I would like to know. It's been a while since I've gotten these, so I would like to know more information about these bulbs, such as I'd like to know the power level. Is it a 60-watt light bulb? Is it 100-watt? Just what am I dealing with? So I'm going to turn on the unit using the knob at the top.
ID Mate Omni by Envision America. Sendero Group, ID mode.
So it is in ID mode and it beeps. That means the scanner is active. The scanner is scanning right now and will do so for about a minute. So I'm moving these light bulbs a few inches under the scanner, which is the open square area. Just moving them around, looking for the code. It beeps when it acquires the code.
Product. Bremsy Soft White Long Live Light Bulb Medium Base 100 Watt.
So it's a long life light bulb. The most important element there, I think, is that it's a 100 watt bulb. So it says continued, so I'm going to press down arrow.
Package size. 2-count package.
Press down arrow again, even though it doesn't say continue.
Package size. 2-count. Product. Bremsy Soft White Long Live Light Bulb Medium Base 100 Watt.
So I guess it's Gram-Z Soft White Light Bulb Medium Base 100 Watt. As you can see, the voice synthesizer in this unit is a double talk. And now I have the unit on my neck. I'm going to place it on my neck. Okay, good. It does not interfere with the microphone. All right, so the unit is now, I'm now taking advantage of the included neck strap because I'm going to go over to the pantry and scan another barcode. Listen to what it says.
Product. Vix NyQuil Cold and Flu Relief Multi-Symptom Liquid Caps. NOVC. Continued.
So that's Vix NyQuil Cold and Flu Multi-Symptom Liquid Caps. And it says there's more information.
Package size. 20-count box.
And this one is a 20-count box because none of these pills have been used. So that's good to know that there's a total of 20 without having to take them out and look at them.
Product. Vicks NyQuil Cold and Flu Relief Multi-Symptom Liquid Caps.
So in this case, we don't have any instructions or information on the contents of the liquid caps, but we do know that it is NyQuil, and there should be a total of 20 pills in that box. So that's really good to know. You may have a number of similarly packaged medications, and it's very handy, especially if you forgot to label them or alter them in a way that allows you to tell the difference. Now there's no question. You don't have to wait for a sighted person. You can find out for yourself what is in that box. Very, very useful capability indeed. After a minute without scanning any codes, the unit will automatically sound a tone and turn off the built-in scanner. So I'm just turn the unit off. And that concludes this presentation. This is part one of a series covering the Envision America ID-Mate Omni product. I will do additional presentations in subsequent main menu episodes describing each of the most critical functions of the ID-Mate in greater detail and demonstrating practical applications for this product. I hope you've enjoyed this presentation. If you'd like to learn more about the ID-Mate, visit the manufacturer's website at envisionamerica.com. That's envisionamerica.com. If you'd like to purchase the product, there are a number of independent dealers. You can just click the dealer's link on Envision America's website or contact the manufacturer directly. Hope you've enjoyed this presentation. I look forward to speaking with all of you on the next episode of ACB Radio's Main Menu.